Hey, Matt, can you hear me all right?
I can hear you great.
All right, I'm going to open it up to the media for you.
Okay.
Hey, Matt, obviously you have the background with Mike Holmgren. Just to get into a slice of that, could you think back to your time when you were going from the Packers to the Seahawks and how you found out about that, and just talk a little bit about that time when you shifted teams and joined Mike?
Yeah, I think I had been in Green Bay 3 years, and the CFO of the Green Bay Packers called me and said, hey, you've been traded. And I was like, wow, okay. And I kind of knew that they were going to try to trade me. Ron Wolf was headed out, and they were going to try to do some things in the draft that year. And I said, okay. You know, I was disappointed, but also more excited than disappointed. And I said, okay, and then Andrew Brandt said, he said, we just have to wait for Mike Holmgren to fax over some paperwork or something like that. And I was confused because I thought I got traded to the Miami Dolphins. That's, you know, what I had been told that was going to happen. And he's like, no, you've been traded to Seattle. Mike Holmgren traded for you. And when I got to Seattle, I believe Mike Holmgren said that you know, you were 30 seconds, or maybe somebody else told me, maybe Ron Wolf told me, hey, you were 30 seconds away, but from going to Miami. Mike Sherman, I believe, was on one phone, and Ron Wolf was on the other phone. And so there it was, Seattle, which I was very excited about. I had spent my first year on the practice squad and just had a ton of respect for that coaching staff and all the people that he took with him to Seattle. So it was, you know, it was a very exciting situation for me.
Hey, Matt, obviously Mike's known for his ability to groom quarterbacks. He's working, you know, probably helping out a little bit here with Colt. But what is it that makes him special in that area?
Well, I think, there's so many different things. One thing that he would say to our quarterback room quite a bit that I still hang on to is that, you know, when you play quarterback, you're not a blacksmith. You know, you're more of an artist. And sometimes when people coach the quarterback, they want to be black and white about everything. You know, there's no gray area. But there really is. And, you know, he would talk about how, you know, throughout the course of a game, you're kind of painting your canvas. He may call the same play three times. You may do it a little differently each time based on the situation in the game, or, hey, it's early in the game, or, you know, that kind of thing. But he just had a ton of wisdom all the time. Big picture stuff a lot of times. Other times it was just about being a leader and being the quarterback. Other times it would just be, a story about Joe Montana or Brett or whoever, how maybe they did well, or how maybe they made a mistake. And, those things just were helpful, you know, during tough times or doing the ups and downs of a season or just trying to get the program turned around. And there's just a lot of, you know, very, very good knowledge there.
Hey, Matt, I was wondering what your impressions of the Browns secondary are. They're ranked third against the pass right now.
Yeah, I mean, they're top 10 in just about every category except for run defense, you know. So for us in the passing game is going to be a huge, huge challenge. I mean, I think they're like second or something like that. It was sacks, and total defense is top 10, and passing defense, like you said, is third. So, I mean, and they're great in the red zone even. I mean, they're top 10 in the red zone. So Dick Duron's doing a great job. Obviously, he's a very good coach that – you know, I've faced him a few times, and, you know, it's not like you play some teams and they're all over the place. They're reckless. His team's very sound. They play really hard, and you can tell they're well coached.
Matt, a Chris Palmer question. Has Chris mentioned that anything about his brief time here, or his 2 years here in Cleveland, A, and B, what are your impressions of Palmer?
I can't recall if he specifically spoke about it, but, you know, I know he coached there. I think if we're getting the more, you know, the stories we're hearing more about Cleveland is just the old Oilers-Browns rivalry back in the the AFC Central, was it Central maybe? Just talking about, you know, where the name Dog Pound came from, and, you know, just the history of, you know, how knowledgeable and how into the game their fans are. And Coach Munchak likes to do that each week. He's not necessarily, it's not like a pep talk necessarily, but it's important to him that the younger players, the guys that are playing now, myself included, we understand the history of the game and the tradition. And so I don't know if, I don't know how, what the percentage of guys that even knew that the Oilers and the Browns used to play each other twice a year and the great games that have been played there and all that kind of stuff. So we kind of had that. That was our talk today, just about, you know, the history of the uniforms and the fans and just how knowledgeable they are. And you can expect a rowdy bunch of guys. You know, just it was just out of respect, I think, for that franchise. And we're the same way here with the Oilers. I mean, we're not in Houston, obviously, but we show a lot of respect to the guys that played for the Houston Oilers that were our franchise and you know, laid the foundation, the groundwork for those of us that get to play today.
Hey, man, I know this is, of course, your first year there, but with the Titans, what do you think is the reason for Chris Johnson's slow start?
You know, I don't know. You know, I played against him a few times, and he ran all over us. So, obviously, you know, he can do it. You know, he's the guy that's in the Pro Bowl every year, and we've got the same guys up front, and they're doing a heck of a job. It's just, you know, it's early. I think it's early, and, you know, the stats will shake out later. I mean, people would say, you know, well, he missed training camp, and, oh, it's a new coaching staff. You know, I'm not sure exactly. I mean, I'm new myself, but I think I think by the end of the year, everything will shake out, and we'll be okay.
Hold on 1 second, Matt.
Yeah, on back to Palmer, I just I had a question, too, about, you know, what his approach has been to you, how well you guys have meshed, and what his style has been in trying to work with a new quarterback for him, you.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's been something new, and his background is very different than my background, and you know, so that's one of the things that we're working through. I mean, I knew that coming in here that this was going to be a different system than I'm used to running. I told our defensive coaches this week if they wanted a real good look on the scout team for the Browns, that probably be better off if I was running the scout team this week, and we flipped it. But I'm learning this stuff. I'm learning Chris's offense that he's installing, and you know, he's got a background, a resume. He's kind of been a bunch of different places with a bunch of different good quarterbacks, and you know, his background in the run and shoot all the way back to, you know, stuff he's done with the Giants or the Patriots or even in the UFL last year. So, you know, we're learning, and he actually coached my brother, Tim, when he was with the Giants. So, you know, if there are things that I'm kind of working through with him, you know, I can call Tim and be like, all right, he installed this play today. Talk to me. Like, explain it. And you know, just to get another voice talking on it. But I think everything's gone pretty smoothly with Chris and myself and all the quarterbacks. And we're, you know, just trying to get better each week.
Do you assume now that the Browns have declared and have shown the tendency that they'll use Hayden on the other team's number one, that he'll be on Washington all day, or how are you approaching that?
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess that would be the question for us is, you know, who are they going to declare as our Brandon Marshall? You know, I think if Kenny Britt was still healthy, that would probably be something we would have expected. But, you know, I guess not knowing who they would think is our Kenny Britt.
Hey, Matt, I'm just curious. Back when you played that playoff game against Green Bay a few years ago, when you made that statement when you won the coin toss in overtime,
yeah.
I just wonder what Mike had Holmgren had to say to you after that.
Oh, well, you know, he was never nice to me when I was around. You know, he was pretty critical of that situation. But I got a feeling that deep down inside he wasn't as disappointed as he was pretending to be. Maybe he was. I think, I've got tons and tons of respect for Coach Holmgren, like just an amazing amount of respect. But I also know that I probably drove him crazy at times with, you know, some of my off-the-wallness. But he can handle it. It's good for him. He's got all daughters. You know, he needs a rowdy son here and there, I think. I don't know if that made any sense. Sorry.
Matt, when you talk about the difference in the offense you're learning, are you throwing more vertical, obviously, than you did on the West Coast?
No, I don't think it's necessarily that. It's not necessarily that. I think it's just like the philosophy of how you go about things and the rhythm of things and obviously the verbiage and the amount of freedom that the wide receivers have. And, you know, there's just a lot of different things. You know, there's a lot of different things. It'd be hard to just summarize. But it's definitely new learning, and I feel like I've learned it. Now I feel like I'm good with it. I've learned it, and I feel comfortable running it. It's just new. That's all. It's just new, and that's I think that's the best way. So it was hard to learn it through training camp. It was hard to want to learn it during training camp. But once I got through that over that hurdle, and we just sort of, you know, just made that language our new language and you know, took on the philosophy that we took on with how we're going to do things. I think what helped me is I didn't try to say, oh, hey, well, this is how I did this on my former team, so I'd like to do it that way here. I just started over and sort of took the approach that, hey, I know no football at all. I've never played. Teach me everything you know. And that's the approach I've tried to take. And had I taken that approach sooner in Seattle, we probably would have won my first start by more than 9-6. Might have scored a touchdown, actually. So I think it's the right approach for me to take. And so that's what I'm doing.
Hey, Matt, you alluded to, you know, losing Kenny Britt. How do you move forward from that? And, you know, do you think you guys as an offense kind of, you know, are going to have to find your way a little bit again because of that?
Well, that's a huge loss. And in the game, that's what we had to do. We had to regroup and figure out ways to make plays. You know, yesterday they worked out a ton of guys here. They worked out a ton more guys today. You know, I'm sure we're, you know, on the lookout for somebody who can step up and take that void that has been, you know, that's there that we got to fill now with him gone. So, I mean, he, in my mind, was the most talented player on this team. He's incredibly talented, and he was getting more polished as a receiver, and it's just a very disappointing loss.
In terms of, you know, being an age, Matt, when, you know, a lot of quarterbacks aren't in the league anymore, do you feel like you've caught a second wind? Have you studied other quarterbacks who are in their mid to late 30s? One who comes to mind for me is Rich Gannon. He was an MVP when he was about your age, and there are others who haven't lasted. But talk about that, if you would, please, about being at an older age and trying to catch a second wind.
I think I'm just excited to be on a good team. I mean, that's my biggest excitement. I just turned 36 on Sunday, so I know that's older, but I really only played a year of college football, year and a half of college football, sat on the bench in Green Bay for 3 years, watching Brett play, sat on the bench for half the season, my first year in Seattle, watching Trent Dilfer play. So, I feel like I haven't played a ton of football. I mean, I played a lot, but not, you know, those are some, it was extending years of my career there in a way. But I don't know. I just think with the offensive line that we have, we've got great pass pro. We've got a great left tackle. We've got, I think a team that we can run the ball and got a defense that's playing really well. I mean, statistically, our defense is one of the best defenses in the game right now. So I'm just excited to be on a team where we're playing as a team and the defense is holding us in games. Our special teams is solid and our offensive line's really good. I think Monday mornings are actually, you know, normal again. They're not I don't feel like I just woke up out of a car accident every Monday. So it's just been good. I think that's, you know, I'm just excited to be here and it's been refreshing just learning something new. It's just kind of been interesting, I guess.
Thanks, Matt. That's all. Appreciate you taking time out of your day for us.
Okay. See you guys.